Tourists were not the only visitors to Aspen on Friday. The resort town played host to a handful of wild predators. Luckily, that's not one of them. It is, however, golden eagle speak for...
Hello, I'm a bird.
That's Foster Hresko, a 6-year-old raptor enthusiast. His favorite raptor?
Golden eagle.
Why?
Because they're the biggest bird of prey on Earth.
Raptor means bird of prey. And the event at ACES was the first annual Raptor Fair. Just like Foster, hundreds of Aspenites, young and old, gathered to learn about the birds and to see them close up.
We've got the golden eagle and the great horned owl that live here at ACES. We also have a visiting falcon and a visiting red-tailed hawk.
Jim Kravitz, head naturalist, describes why ACES was dedicating an afternoon to raptors.
Well, raptors have been some of the best educators at ACES since we started here. And
ACES is focused on teaching people about nature in an effort to protect and to conserve it. These massive birds are one way to do that, says ACES CEO Chris Lane.
Our mission, simply, is environmental education and environmental science education. Part of that is life science. And part of that, one of the most intriguing things, are birds. And of all the birds, what's the coolest of all the birds? The raptors.
Adults seemed just as intrigued by the raptors as young enthusiasts like Foster.
How far can they say a typical mouse, which would be, I guess, prey, how high and far away can they be to see it?
The best way I can describe it.
Answering that question is Devin Paschek, a volunteer for Nature's Educators, a raptor education nonprofit from Aurora, Colorado.
So if a bird of prey like a red-tailed hawk and sits on the goalpost of a football field, they can see an ant on an opposite post up to 2 fields away.
A Barbary falcon named Turbo is hanging off of Paschek's arm, eliciting a serious wow factor from her audience. Another mission of Nature's Educators and ACES is to leverage the coolness of raptors to demonstrate their importance in ecosystems. Again, naturalist Jim Kravitz.
They keep things in balance. You've got certain numbers of rodents and rabbits and squirrels and things like that. And if they were allowed to run with no predators, you'd be overrun with those kinds of things. And then they would in turn eat the grass and too many things and denude the landscape.
In addition to keeping species lower on the food chain in check, raptors are also what ecologists call bellwethers. Bellwether species indicate the greater health of ecosystems, as their numbers depend on the health of rodents, trees, and grasses below them on the food chain. But the educational impact of raptors goes beyond both natural ecosystems and the wow factor. Raptors can teach us about ourselves, says ACES CEO Chris Lane.
The peregrine falcon and the bald eagle have made huge comebacks, and they alone, those two species alone, taught the world that pesticides are bad for the ecosystems.
Lane says DDT, an organic molecule widely used as a pesticide in the early 20th century, was an important reason for the decline in eagle and falcon numbers. DDT would ride its way up the food chain in a process called bioaccumulation, eventually winding up in the eggshells of these birds and causing them to weaken.
The parents would crush their own eggs. So we almost lost all our bald eagles and all our peregrine falcons due to human insecticides, DDT. So that's an example of how these raptors can educate us about ourselves and what we're doing to our own environment.
Although these serious issues were touched on, the focus of the afternoon was really about curiosity and excitement for these great birds.
Yes, they can turn us head backwards.
Cool. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Ellis Robinson.